Lawn. Welcome to Hamburger Podcast, guys. We got a great show tonight. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Call in number is 800-893-9562. You can check out our live tweet from Ryan Bromes at...
At Ryan Bromes. R-Y-A-N-B-R-O-E-M-S.
I like it. It's very insinuating that who it is.
It feels like me.
It was the right thing to do, I think, if you were going to pick a name. But yeah, Ryan Bromes at twitter.com. Guys, check it out. We're going to be live tweeting again. Call in number. Welcome, April. How you doing? Look great. 800-893-9562. We're going to be talking about so many different things tonight. We got a lot of stuff. We're going to be talking about celebrities fuck up.
Oh, yes.
Right? We got our cunt of the week.
Yeah.
This day in the 90s.
Yeah. Lots of 90s going on today.
Right? Yep. And we got a lot of stuff to discuss. Let's start out with this. What an amazing thing's going on right now. Oddly enough, the Democratic Party is fucking up.
Democrats are hypocrites too.
Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that? But here's the thing. So apparently, on Wednesday, there was a politician who was discovered to be corrupt. He was arrested for what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The guy's name is Leland Yee.
Is he Asian?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming, right?
Well, I know some Lees out there that are white.
Leland. If not, his name is
Leland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's not his last name.
That's the throw off.
It's not Lee Yee.
But that's the throw off, though. Leland. Leland Yee.
Yee. Y-E. Y-E. That's Asian.
So here's the thing. So he rose up. He became a California senator. Okay. And then it turns out that he's dealing guns and fighting for gun laws at the same time.
He's fighting against gun laws?
He's fighting for stricter gun laws.
Yes. But he's selling arms.
But he's selling arms to gangs.
To gangs.
Wait. Let's say like this. He's facilitating the sale of arms.
Yes.
Between people.
He was doing it for campaign contributions, basically.
You need a lighter, April?
A lighter. I think you meant a bottle opener.
Just pull it out. There you go.
Bottle opener.
You don't even know why.
Lighter,
yeah.
It's all the same.
That's all right. We're there. Oh, you know what? I had a bottle opener. I might have. Oh, look at you. Look at you, Trucker April. Jesus.
College days kick in.
Right? It was high school, and my neighbor was a skateboarder, and when my mom was not home, we would drink at the house.
Rebels.
Bad kids.
What?
Let me ask you this.
if you want to drink that beer, you have to learn how to open it.
Did any of them know Leland Yee?
Probably.
Was there an Asian at all in Boston?
So here's the thing.
He sold April those AK-47s.
No, so tell us.
They're ARs.
Preston knows a little more about this. And go ahead and, you kind of fill us in.
He was working with, FBI guys. And it was between $500,000 and $2.5 million worth of arms that he was trying to sell. So people would give him money for his campaign contributions, and then he would facilitate this deal with these arms dealers. By the way, people that he was trying to sell the guns to are Muslim fundamentalists in the Philippines. So he's giving terrorist guns, but he thinks that more than 9-round clips are bad for Americans. But he's selling fucking missiles and shit.
That's probably how he justifies it. Well, he's sending them overseas, he doesn't care as long as they're not here
in the country.
Well, when they're illegal here, they're worth more money.
Two different issues.
Right. Well, the thing was, too, he's $70,000 in debt from his failed mayoral campaign in San Francisco. So he needs... That's part of the reason why he's doing...
So he failed. So he has to be Asian if he was trying to.
In his defense, apparently, hopefully, he's using all the money he makes to support his anti-gun laws.
Yes, of course.
And, but that's the thing. People really don't understand this is the only reason to take legal guns out of the hands of Americans is to control Americans. That's simply it. I get it. If America, the government wanted to attack us, they have tanks, they have airplanes, they have all this. We can't fight them off with rifles.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can go down fighting and take a few people with you, that's what they're afraid of. And they're afraid of hillbillies with guns, and they're afraid of gangsters with guns. Well, that's the thing is, the gangsters have guns because they get them illegally.
I'm more afraid of gangsters with bows and arrows.
See,
those
there
are
you go.
Indians.
Yeah. See,
are,
that means
that's what wow. it would go to.
Gangster
Indians. See, you're just racist, Tomo.
That's
more than Indians can fire a bow.
Native Americans. I'm so sorry,
but no, fuck that, because they weren't Native. I hate that. They were Asiatic. They came over through the Straits. They're not Native Americans.
Yeah, they
wasn't American.
The whole ocean.
Anyway, that's a whole
they
thing.
They did. They
on
were
the
just
back of a look, sea turtle.
Let's talk. Let's discuss Bruce Lee. Or I'm
Bruce
sorry.
Lee, yes.
I'm sorry.
He died.
Leland
See,
Yee.
Now, I would have voted
Similar
for Bruce
names.
Lee.
Right.
See, they're Asian.
Look, right? I said the other day, the greatest job in the world would be a sketch artist in China.
Yeah, exactly.
You do two people, male, female, mm-hmm. done.
Mm-hmm.
And but no, but,
oh my God.
But
not does it get downs? More racist in here every week? Or
it's
is it just
a fact. I'm just saying.
I think
it's me. Am I rubbing off on you guys?
I think yeah. you are.
Have you ever met an Asian with Down syndrome?
As it gets hotter,
isn't that every Asian?
Yeah, when the air conditioning
well,
goes off,
I'm saying like, I wonder if they have Downsy eyes.
Dude, no, yes, wouldn't it be crazy though? An Asian with Down syndrome had a normal white face.
It would be funny.
Okay, so anyway, let's talk about this guy. So he's not the only one though. There was like 20-something people?
Well, the FBI's involved with all this shit, too. I mean, FBI people have been fucking... FBI and CIA have been arms dealers for fucking forever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Iran-Contra scandal?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, going way back, yeah, forever. I mean,
going
yeah.
back
right.
in the 60s and 70s, right. yeah.
Oh, for...
That, and before. And,
no, FBI came out in the 40s or 50s, so it's like, it's a young institution.
Yeah, well, in a sense, yeah. You know, it's like the Federal Reserve. A lot of people don't realize that we used to exist without a Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
We used to exist without these gun laws and all this stuff. And because this is the thing, you will never take the guns out of the criminals' hands. Even in England, criminals have guns. No one else does.
It just puts the street value up.
That's all it is. It ups the street value. It ups their ability to scare people. The fact that they keep guns out of Americans' hands is ridiculous. The more people with guns, it's been proven. When you have ability to carry laws, you have less crime. It's mm-hmm. a simple fact. It's not me. It's not anything. You know, it's all. It's
everybody's like, afraid to fuck with somebody.
Right, and everyone. But you know what though? That's the thing. And everyone's afraid to say that. That simply, when everyone can have a gun, everyone mellows the fuck out.
Yeah.
And nobody's looking for shit. It's the same.
Nobody's
thing.
Gonna pop their mouth off.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. I mean, but.
Or just
everyone
ass.
Pops their mouth.
People need to realize that, though.
I'm sure most of the people that are for open carry laws in, like, Arizona and stuff don't want all the black kids in Chicago
exactly.
having 9mm on their hips. I think they would be against that.
Well, but see, here's the thing, is with
yeah.
if you legalize the ability to get guns and strictly focus on stopping illegal use of guns and mm-hmm. the illegal importation of guns.
Oh, no, that's huge.
You know, then you wouldn't have these kids with guns.
But that's also impossible, and that's never going to happen.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it's about the gun. There's some guns
that
are just designed.
Let's talk about drugs, too.
Well, it's possible. Well, it's all possible. It's easily done. It's simply, you know what? I don't want to go to the Malaysia flight, but it's 357, I think it is, or something like that.
Something like that.
Whatever it is. Here's the thing.
Malaysia's never going to end, by the way.
This is
going to be a topic on the show for the next
6 years.
But here's
the thing. We have a million satellites in the sky.
How many seasons of Lost were there?
We have a million satellites in the sky, but we can't find a plane. That's bullshit.
Right.
And it's the same simple thing. Is we can stop drugs. We can illegal drugs. We can stop guns coming in and out. We choose not to. Is a choice not to, because we want and need, in order to create this whole society where we constantly need, where we have to pay taxes, where we have to do this. You have to work. Like, someone like Bromes doesn't want to work. He doesn't want to spend a day doing something real.
Do any of us want to work?
Nobody.
Nobody wants to work.
Let's be honest.
But there are people who love going in from 9 to 5, and they thrive on it, and they should be able to.
You love what you do.
And
you know?
Plato,
I was gonna say, what kind of
Socrates
work?
Should be able to be Socrates, and everyone should be able to do their thing, and that's it. But we're in a society where they have to control us, and this is the thing, and this is what ends up happening. You get someone like Leland Yee, who sees all these openings, and they just tell people what they want to hear, and then do what they need to do to make money.
Well, yeah. But
you know, again, guys, I want to tell you, 800.
Anyone would do that if they could.
893-9562. Give us a call in.
I think
that different people have, you know, varying moral compasses.
Yeah, but
as a whole,
the moral compass, it's not doing so hot.
It's a little
It's not doing so hot.
It's
if
way
you, on the south
If you'll do better, you don't give a shit about
Well, everyone's going to sell out. I mean...
Not this, everyone.
This guy, yeah. Well, not everyone, but this guy, you know, this guy's a classic example of just selling out. He's going against, I mean, apparently, publicly, his moral conviction is to limit gun control for people, and then he goes off and, you know, sells them to Muslim terrorists in the Philippines. So he can win the mayor of San Francisco next year.
It's a hot spot to have.
I mean, it's the same thing.
Next time he'll have more money, and then he'll be able to make it. But the funny thing that I saw in that article that I thought was hilarious is the corruption charges have a 25-year sentence potentially.
20 years, yeah.
25 years. But the charges for selling illegal guns is only 5 years.
Yeah,
I think that's a problem with America. Selling illegal guns should be worse than corruption.
There was murder for hire. Corruption. Yeah, there's murder for hire and other things. And no, the whole thing is just fucked up. Now, you know what? Well, someone remind me what the hell we were going to talk about next. Right, Jen?
Oh, 90s. Right. Are we going to Talmo?
People, I want you to see that I was given a list.
Okay. I tried to be kind about it.
Don't. This is the thing. I wasn't a special ed teacher. I was a teacher who was special ed.
Yes.
And but here's the thing. So okay. So we got.
What is
this? What the fuck is that?
We got some shit popping in, Jen.
That's me. That's me.
Bromes, what video are you watching?
Bromes, the fuck is going on?
Did you just start watching?
Are you watching porn in the middle of the fucking radio show?
It's for ye.
Okay, this is, we get it. We're not a racist podcast.
Damn it.
If there was ever an acceptable suicide, Bromes.
I'm really pissed at Berger a while ago just said Socrates can be Socrates because Bromes took that as Bromes can be Bromes.
Yeah, exactly.
My bad. Yeah. No, okay.
I feel like I say it every week. Are you a human person? Are you an actual human person?
I like Bromes. He's America. Bromes? No.
That's
let me
why
just tell
a lot
you.
Of people don't like America.
No, that's true. But I will say this.
That's why we're 36th in everything but Army.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Didn't you serve?
Yeah, I was in the Air Force.
Right, okay, this is the thing.
Again, terrifying.
Where else are you going to find people to fight stupid fucking wars for no reason but to pretend to protect us? Ryan Bromes is fucking America. He rules. I give it up to him. I love him. He's a Cheeto-eating, fried chicken Kentucky-eating motherfucker.
Well, he smells of America.
I love him. Sure. I like him. He's real America.
You smell great.
Yeah.
He smells Ryan like weed.
Ryan Bromes.
Cheetos. Yeah. That's what America Cheetos smells like.
Ryan Bromes came to Hollywood.
Red hot Cheetos.
Ryan Bromes came to Hollywood from Iowa or wherever the fuck he's from. And this is the thing.
It's all the same.
Here's the thing. He came, whatever. And so he came here, though, with the knowledge that he's a white American and he deserves a good career in comedy and a hot bitch.
Yes.
And I like him for that. It's wrong, but I like him for that.
He hasn't achieved either of those two things yet, but I think he will.
Well, you know, and you know what, though? It brings up a great topic. One that we do is this week in the 90s. Speaking of plastic. No, because it was a very plastic era.
It's the era
that created the Bromes.
This thing in the 90s was the last time Selma was sober. And now he's sober.
Well, no, right? I actually, it was 2009 when I was last sober.
I don't believe that for a minute, no. But tell us.
Let's get to it.
Guys, the year 1998. Do you guys remember that year?
Oh.
I was in sixth grade.
Backstreet Boys was just getting popular.
1998.
NSYNC. The Yankees beat the Padres in the World Series.
Yes.
I was a sophomore in high school, and
year of my first orgasm.
Really?
Maybe.
Yours? Your first orgasm? 1998?
13. That makes about sense.
You had an orgasm when you were 13?
Mine was like 2002, 2003.
Oh, my goodness.
I was a latecomer.
Oh, the Bromes puns don't end.
Your first orgasm was when?
I know.
Like 2003, yeah.
Was it the girl you fucked with the mac and cheese? Is that the girl?
How old are you?
Me? I'm 27.
How old were you when you first had sex?
Sex? 18?
With a 15-year-old? How old is she?
Yeah, she was 14.
14 years old. Mac and cheese, right?
Yeah.
The first time I had sex, I was 14. It was with an 18-year-old. The second time I had sex, I was just about to turn 16. I was 15 and a half with a 26-year-old. But like, my mom's for being a whore.
You just had 15 and a half. That's awesome. I haven't heard that in so long.
Right? It matters.
Because when he was 15, exactly. Because when you're 15, it fucking matters.
That shit matters.
That's when 6 months closer than your driver's license.
I banged 6 months before 16.
Yeah.
Oh, the girl was a wonderful girl. Her name was Lisa. Total whore. Yeah, just like Motley Crue stocking. This one was 18. She was 18. The 26-year-old, she was a friend of mine's wife. And so I was horrible.
Oh, God.
I fucked stuffed animals. There was nothing safe with
me. We all did.
Right?
I was rubbing against couches and making out.
In the 90s, I was fucking, Pooh Bear. But go on, tell us. Tell us what was going on.
Speaking of fucking.
In 1998, guys, this drug came out. It was all over the news, and there's commercials of it all over, like these commercials. And they're totally, this is when, actually, in the late 90s, when sex was selling, like, big time, and it was actually becoming appropriate. And Viagra came around. And the funny thing about the whole Viagra drug, it wasn't really built as a sex drug at all. It was supposed to kind of pretty much for hypertension, high blood pressure pretty much.
And yeah, it's like a blood thinner.
Yeah, you just thin out your blood. And they realized that guys were getting boners.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, all of a sudden, everyone has a reptile dysfunction just because everyone
has a dysfunction?
What did I say? Reptile?
Reptile.
You said reptile.
Reptile.
What's your dick look like, Talmo?
I already got a big dick.
It's leathery.
It looks like a reptile.
I already got a big dick.
It sheds.
Reptile. Shut the fuck
Listen,
up.
Listen, guys. Look, I want to find out something because I want this guy to join in. What we're right now in reptile dick, right?
Yeah.
Okay, reptile caller. Dick. What's your name, caller?
Hi, I'm Berger. I'm Eulalio Magaña.
Oh, hell yeah. Speaking of big dick, Eulalio's got a big dick, right, Eulalio?
Yes.
Okay.
Does it look like a reptile, like Talmo?
Erectile.
It does rest on rocks to get heated by the sun.
Okay.
So you lay your dick on that sun.
So, Eulalio, before you fuck, instead of popping a Viagra, you lay your cock out on a rock so the sun heats it up and then you get a hard on.
Have you ever taken Viagra?
It's solar.
Yeah. Why not?
What does it do?
Do you mean erection?
Does it give you a wicked erection? I've never taken Viagra. I always look at it this way. If I get to the point where I don't get a hard on, I'll shove it in.
I've never taken Viagra.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'll stick it in like a cork.
I've taken the gas station ones before. I took like four of them.
I've been with a lot of fat women, so I'm not strong enough to really jam it in there. So I need a Viagra too.
Did you love fucking fat women and you're not strong enough to jam it in?
Yeah, he's been with a lot.
Oh, Eulalio, I love
it's
you.
BBWs.
Yes.
Jam. Yeah, politically correct. Let's be politically correct about that, April.
I don't know about beautiful. They're just big. It's BW.
Big women.
Only one B.
Big women, yeah.
Well put. That's great.
Right, I like that. So you're down. That's cool, though. So I like that. You're like, I need to fuck. It's going to be fat women. I don't have a lot of options. So I'm going to need to have a reason to get hard.
Well, it's the Central Valley, too.
Unless they suck dick a lot, then if not, you need Viagra. You know, if they don't turn you on, you're going to need it.
I'll tell you, Eulalio.
Sounds
you,
like a personal problem.
Eulalio, I'm going to tell you, I love you, man. You're the reason that both my daughters are going to be lesbians and my son will be straight. Hey, buddy, thank you so much for calling in, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Have a great night, brother.
Thanks, buddy. So, back to this Viagra thing.
But they do. You know what I like about that story is it used to be, they used to call it impotence. They marketed, they came up with a fake term to sell the drug, erectile dysfunction. Because impotence, if you were impotent, that's a terrible term. But if you're erectilely dysfunctional.
No, because that's been...
I have a disorder.
Talk about the most important part of all of this?
Bob Dole?
Yes. Does anyone remember those Bob Dole commercials?
Bob Dole did ads,
Are you kidding me?
I'm starting to.
I was 12 years old in sixth grade, and they are burned into my memory. Yes. It's a miracle I was able to sleep with a man. Yeah.
2 years after he lost to Bill Clinton in the landslide of an election, like he got 20% of the votes, whatever it was, 2 years later, he was doing these infomercials that, like, I have a weak
and
dick.
And I think, I think the tagline was...
And a dead arm.
I have a weak dick.
The tagline was, I'm a plain and honest man, now sit on my hard cock. I think that's what his
tagline was. He was, like, seriously talking about, like, I fought in this war. Right. I was
and now I can pleasure my... Well, I worked in Washington.
I flew jet planes.
Post-traumatics.
Jackhammer my wife at 95.
Modern medical science can't fix my arm, but it can fix my dick. Yeah, that's the only thing.
He has a strong dick. What's weird is that because it's just, starting in like 1998 and now to 2014, there's all these different diseases that don't really exist. You have a shitty dick. You don't need to take... It's just... You've been drinking too much.
You've been watching too much porn and stroking it. Yeah. And then you're like desensitized.
Or you just have a whiskey dick and you just drank too much.
Well, let's do this. Yeah, let's do this. Let's call her. What's your name, caller?
This is Eric. This is Eric.
Eric, how you doing, buddy? Listen, where are you calling from?
Bakersfield.
Fuck yeah. Bakersfield. I love that. Meth capital of Bakersfield. Listen, you ever use Viagra?
No, dude, it's too expensive. $50 a pill is ridiculous.
That's
absurd.
I like that. This is the kind of guy who uses flat repair.
No. It's even better. A finger splint and some medical tape.
There you go. Nice. Wow. You're fucking women with wood? Damn. That real wood.
That's the wrong
like when
kind
he's
of
got wood, he's got real wood.
Like he sounds like a titanium man.
Are you married?
Sounds painful.
A little metal and foam. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Are you married? Wow.
Some days.
True Baker's.
I like that. That's a real right?
Apropos.
I always love that when men are like, yeah, well, she's married. Well, no, she can get other dick. Go out and try to.
Trophy wife. Right?
You know? Wait, you know what? I told my wife that. She's a trophy wife. She got all thrilled. I told her, yeah. Well, I told her she's not first. You know, it's just she's participation.
She doesn't have a blue ribbon. She's got like a mauve ribbon.
Yeah, like she was there.
Place ribbon.
Yeah, you were there.
She showed up.
Good try. Stop using teeth. But Eric, so how long you been married?
Oh God, 12 years.
Okay, I like that.
I'm glad that he knows.
Mm-hmm. I like how he sounds dead inside. And it feels right.
So how often do you cheat on your wife if you're only married some days?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Oh, dude.
Right? How often
lie
can you get?
I don't even know.
Lie to us.
The land of Bakersfield.
Only one burger's in town.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah. Slips it in.
I love Bakersfield. Bakersfield is one of my favorite places.
Bakersfield's basically in L.A., so you cheat on your wife all the time. The burger's always in town.
Always. No, Bakersfield is really its own country.
It's true.
Yeah, it's a whole nother country. I love it. It's some of the greatest people you'll ever meet. Bakersfield. I'm actually doing a frat show up in Fresno. But
are you serious?
Yeah. Bakersfield, awesome. All these places. Oh, amazing. Just some of the greatest people. And, you
hardest
know.
Hardest working people.
Oh, and the best meth. And
great
and
meth.
Eric hardest works working so meth hard dealers. To cheat on his wife. He works so hard every night.
And that net farm.
And they work a lot.
Hardest working people because they have the best meth.
Best meth.
Hardest That's working on, so hard. Disassembling and reassembling a TV.
Hardest working meth people ever. Hey, Eric, thank you so much for calling in, buddy. Have a great night.
Thanks,
stay off the meth, okay? And pick up more Viagra. Stop cheating on your wife. Yeah, it's not a good thing. You don't sound good looking. Listen, buddy, I love you. Have a great night.
Cheers.
Okay, we got another story to talk about. One of the things we want to talk about is a lot of the celebrities fucking up.
There we go.
Right? What was it? Sunday night, I believe. Let me double check.
It's just down the street.
But yeah, just down the street, Sunday night.
Around the corner.
Zac Efron.
Yeah. He was in
High School Musical. Fame.
And there's Nicholas Sparks books.
The lucky one.
Is he legal? Is he over 21?
Yeah, he was in Nicholas Sparks books.
Can anyone just deal with what Talmo just said? He was in Nicholas Sparks books.
No, the movie. I know what Talmo meant.
Yeah, he can't be in the books.
Amazing.
He can be in the books.
Literature is not an actor.
He can be inspired.
Okay.
All right, anyways.
So it's okay, Talmo.
Did you guys see that movie, though? It was great.
In Talmo's defense, he's a little sober, and it's not good for him.
Talmo comes out when he's sober. He talks about how his long-lost love novels that he reads.
It's just the worst.
Okay. Whiskey.
So here's the thing. Zac Efron, he ended up in, they say, a very bad neighborhood. And I say, fuck the rich. But here's the thing. Very
Two
bad neighborhood.
Two blocks from where we are.
Two blocks from where we're at right now. But so Zac Efron ends up here late at night. You know, it was after midnight on Sunday. He came from Little Tokyo. They were partying after midnight where everything's closed anyway, but somehow they're partying. Comes to Skid Row with his bodyguard and his limousine and apparently, well, just hanging out and trying to help out the homeless.
Well,
and,
no, they ran out of gas.
Yeah, they ran out of gas.
Oh, is that what this is? Okay,
they ran out of gas. Right. They ran, you know, that happens a lot.
So the limo.
In a limousine?
Well, the limousine ran out of gas in Skid Row, oddly enough, ending up near Skid Row to begin with. And the driver, bodyguard, who's also has major drug offenses and dealing offenses and things like that in his past,
as most bodyguards and security guards do.
So he steps out of the limo and apparently some transients attacked him and started stabbing him.
Well,
that's the Hollywood story.
Someone threw
apparently
a
what
bomb.
Happened
his story. That's
is
his it, story.
That they, and it's changed a lot. Like every other thing is says a different thing. Apparently they threw a bottle out of the car.
They threw a bottle.
They threw a
bodyguard
bottle.
Bodyguard and
Zac Efron threw a bottle out. And it landed and shattered near some transients, near some gentlemanly homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pissed. They fucking threw the bottle at it. If there was a bottle thrown, they were fucked up and they were being dicks. And they're like, poor people. And they threw a fucking bottle at them. And they got pissed for good reason.
It was a drug deal gone bad.
But my point is, if that's the story they're going with, he still looks like a fucking cunt.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's not what happened.
So it's officially a drug deal gone bad.
No, I'm officially saying
that's what it was.
I really find it hard to believe a limo ran out of gas
in Skid Row.
Well, that's the thing. And I'm going to go on record.
I've heard more creative stories, though.
Well, I'm going to go on record as saying this was, and people said, oh, he's getting coke. No, you can get coke if you're a star from any of your friends.
Right.
Heroin is what you can't get that easy.
No, heroin
and
is
he's
downtown.
Coming down here for heroin. He came down here because the homeless people around here are wonderful. I'm going to tell you that right now. They may ask you for a quarter. They may ask you for a cigarette. They're not going to stab you or hit you or do anything.
No.
They're trying to live here. They're trying to stay here. They don't want to end up in jail.
Yeah.
They don't want
to
get kicked out.
They're trying to entertain you or something.
That's all it is. The guy played harmonica.
Yeah, they're, Baby,
you
know, Blue or whatever.
Yeah, Baby Blue, my new best
friend. But that's the thing.
We got serenaded by a harmonica player.
So when you're trying to make a heroin deal, with drug dealers down here off of Spring and they see you in a limo and they think they're going to get more money than
they're going to get
from the drugs. They come after you. And that's who has knives and shit like that. And so what happened was dude was making a drug deal and allegedly, I'm saying, but making a drug deal and it went wrong and his bodyguard got stabbed and attacked and all this shit over this motherfucker needing heroin. Why does he need heroin? Just like Macaulay Culkin, just like Michael Jackson, just like many of these people, because they were fucked. Because they went through the Hollywood man fucking machine.
Yeah, and it's like,
and where they
and
got
you start
raped.
With pills, and the next thing
you're numbing that you gave up your manhood to become a star.
Yeah.
And you got passed around like the Corys. You got passed around like all these kids we know about. And now you're a drug addict like Lindsay Lohan, who was used and abused and chewed up and spit out and everything else. And of course she's a drug addict because everyone stole her soul.
Yeah.
And so all these people become drug addicts.
Well, the thing that I don't understand about the Zac Efron thing is, okay, you're really rich, you're famous, very visible person. How fucking stupid are you? Send a guy down to stay in your fucking house in the hills. Send a guy down to get you your fucking drugs. What are you doing going down on Skid Row to fucking score dope?
Skid Row.
It's
neutral
a fucking
gang territory. So
it is. It's very.
The dealers are gang members, and then.
Right. So why the fuck is he there? He's a famous.
You know how much
shit he has to lose. Do heroin in your house. Don't go.
Have a friend go
have
out.
Have someone
and get
else
drugs.
Pay a guy to get drugs for you. Have him on the staff. You got a fucking money guy on your staff. You got a bodyguard. Yeah. Have a fucking drug guy on your payroll that gets your drugs for
your
you.
Your mule.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a mule.
Well, let me ask you this.
Monday Caller. Through Friday from the hours of 10 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Okay, I don't know what Rome said, but...
No one ever...
Caller, listen, Caller.
You can get a delivery service Caller, where are you from? Pretty much anything.
Where are you...
I'm from Marietta, sir.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Have you been down to Skid Row? California. Have you been down to Skid Row?
Of course I have.
Is this Chuck?
This is Chuck.
Chuck, we love you, Chuck.
It's been 2 weeks. Where have you been, Chuck?
Chuck, let me ask you...
Don't worry.
I have been busy, sir.
Well, let me tell you guys, as we know, Chuck works in government top secret shit.
Ooh.
Yeah, big time. We talked about
Does
this last
he know
time.
Leland Yee?
What do you think about Leland? Well, yeah.
Okay, Chuck, I'd like to know. What do you think about Leland Yee?
About who?
Where is
you Chuck need to seem
mind,
a little more informed. You really, Leland Yee,
so
the
what
guy.
Did you, what brought you to Skid Row?
Yeah, when did you
heroin.
Come to Skid Row?
Well, you know, while I was buying my heroin before I became a big government conspiracy guy.
There we go.
Makes complete sense.
So when have you been down to Skid Row? And let me ask you a question. Yeah, what do you know about the whole Zac Efron situation?
I don't, but just from listening, I'm thinking he got busted buying heroin.
Right? Yeah. It totally seems like that.
Well, and the super interesting thing now, too, is they're, like, billing him. His bodyguard came out and said, like, Zac Efron saved my life. I would have been murdered
by
these guys.
Wait, was this
portrayed as a badass?
Oh, they're trying to make him a hero.
As a hero.
Oh, not a heroin addict.
That's called the media spin.
Exactly. His bodyguard
came out. That's what your PR persons get paid
for. To TMZ and said, like, oh, I was stabbed, and then Zach got out of the car.
Skid Row.
And came and intervened in this fight.
The thing.
Bullshit. And then also, he was in a fucking circus.
The bodyguard wouldn't have been stabbed if they weren't down there freaking buying drugs.
All right.
Well, exactly.
Homeless people aren't stabbing anyone. Thank you. Exactly. It's the drug dealers, the people that are doing wicked, illegal shit. That you involve yourself in that, right? I love that word. That's how
Tommy at the comedy store described me.
You
get out of a nice car down in Skid Row and come out with some money to buy some heroin, they're going to know that you got money.
That you got more than that. Yeah.
For more.
Well, and also, Zac Efron isn't exactly an unknown celebrity. Like, he's got a brand new movie coming out pretty soon. And billboards are everywhere. So if you see Zac Efron and you're a drug dealer, you're going to be like, this heroin you wanted, it's a little more expensive than I'd previously told you.
And people always say the same thing, though. Why wouldn't he just send somebody? Why wouldn't Hugh Grant order a prostitute in?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't Robert Downey Jr. have a heroin den? Why wouldn't these people be more intelligent?
Eddie Murphy's one of them, too.
Why wouldn't Pee Wee Herman just jack up in his own damn living room watching porn?
Why didn't he just build a porn theater?
Yeah,
he had the
money.
It's
about the thrill of it. They like that.
Back then,
they
want to
be there.
Technology wasn't that creative. Yeah.
They want to be there, though. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to be a part of it. They want to feel it. They want to seem better. And that's the thing.
It's that little danger thing.
And somebody like a Zac Efron, and I'm going to go on record, sue me. You got fucked. You got fucked by men. That's how you got your shit. And now you're a drug addict because you can't handle. This is the thing. You can't be gay unless you're gay.
Gay for pay.
That's the thing. You can't do it. It sucks your soul. It would be like being gay and pretending all these people, you know, that pretend to be straight, that are gay, they lose their soul. Mm-hmm. You know, it drains you. You got to be you.
Oh,
you know, and that's the thing. So, you know, you can't be gay if you're not. It'll make you Macaulay Culkin and you end up a freaky looking heroin addict.
Yeah, he was a heroin. He's beefed up again, though.
Well, listen,
Chuck, don't you think he buys his own heroin, though?
Well, I would assume, but he's broke except for residuals. He lives off residuals instead of having a huge bank account.
Macaulay Culkin's in a band that
sings about pizza.
The pizza band.
He's well off.
He'll be okay forever. But he's broke all the time, meaning he spends as much as he gets on drugs.
Well, didn't his parents steal a bunch of his money?
Oh, yeah.
That's got him fucked up.
Everyone got a piece of him. Yeah. I always said, like, you know, it explained this face.
Yes.
Yeah, they just didn't show the guy behind him.
Right.
You know, but anyway, listen, Chuck, thank you so much for calling in, buddy.
He's not
we're
going to
bring you
like
back.
Anymore.
We're going to be having a conspiracy show soon. So we're going to have you on. But listen, you have a great night, brother.
Hey, you too, brother.
Thanks.
See you, Chuck.
What's weird about Skid Row is it's only one way in, one way out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, I got to get on their side of town.
There's Skid no U-turning.
There's no, like, yeah. So
you don't come through here unless you want to be here.
Yeah. It's, you, run out of gas.
I warned a couple of tourists that were like, oh, yeah, we're going. I go, what stop are you going to? They go, 7th and Metro. I go, why? Like, why are you going there? Why are you coming down where I'm going if you don't have a reason? You're just going to hang out because you're going to get fucking robbed. Okay, so, but here's a huge thing. Way less famous than like the Zac Efrons, the Lindsay Lohans.
Not in High School Musical.
Please go tell us about this, Preston.
This is the cunt of the week.
Yes. Marginally famous, but
he's never
becoming
famous.
More famous due to his actions. Cunt of the week. Comedian Adam Richmond, not to be confused with
the host of Man vs.
Anybody
Food.
With Adam talent. Richmond,
the host of Man vs. Views. We don't want to smear his name.
No, he's a good man. He eats loads of pancakes.
We love Adam Richmond. He eats 12 milkshakes and doesn't throw up. He's a great man.
But the midgety, fat, oobalooba looking cunt Adam Richmond comic is who we're talking about.
Cunt of the week from Canada. Adam Richmond.
He's a Canadian.
So he's a Canadian cunt.
I think it's. Explain why before anyone says anything.
This is why he's the cunt of the week.
Where's his notoriety from?
This is, he's a comic.
He's an LA comic.
He's an LA-based comic. He was on Last Comic Standing. He was on Carson Daly, which
he
I didn't
He did an MTA
know
commercial?
Yes.
Did he really?
He was driving a bus in an LA Transit Authority commercial. Yeah. Big time. He was at the Mall of America doing a show.
Yeah, comedy club out there.
The comedy club at the Mall of America last summer in July of 2013. And he has recently been convicted of sexual assault.
No, he has not been convicted. He's
not convicted.
Tried.
He's being tried.
I convicted him. No, bullshit. I've convicted him.
He's been accused.
Judge Berger.
In the court of Berger.
Guilty.
But, okay, so he made inappropriate comments. He reached up this girl's dress. Whoa. He took out his genitals in a plea for oral sex. So what happened was he got super. He did a set. He got drunk, and was it a waitress?
It was a waitress
that worked at the club.
It was a waitress that worked at the club. She came back to the green room. They were going to party, right?
He ended up going to her apartment
with her roommates.
With her roommates, right. And they were all hanging out. And then like her roommates went to bed, and he got really gross.
Right. Tried to put the hand up his dress. Here's some quotes from our cunt of the week, Adam Richmond. Here's a quote. Maybe a little aggressive. I might have grabbed her. He later mentioned, maybe I was horny. I get excited when I get drunk. His BAC was 0.17. So almost triple the legal limit to drive. He gets excited. I get excited when I get drunk, too. You know what I don't do? I don't whip out my balls and put my hands up girls' skirts and push them into a fucking corner and try to rape them
and knock them
drunk.
Down on the ground and get on top of them.
Right. Yeah. Well, I just run the light at Talmo shows when I'm drunk.
Well, you know what's funny? Because we have some audio from this.
Ooh, we do.
That's the audio that we found. We've been searching all from the audio.
That's what we get.
Says.
Isn't it crazy how similar it is to that Law and Order episode, though?
Right? I can't help it if Jenny gives me fucked up sound effects.
Did you guys see the Law and Order episode about the comic and rape jokes?
No.
You didn't see that? That was like a huge thing like a month ago.
Oh, the Law and Order episode?
Yeah.
They had a thing about a comic
that made rape jokes, which caused people to then do rape, and then he got convicted for rape. That scene from that show is exactly how it sounds with this dude. Like, everything to a T. The story is exactly the same.
Wow. What if he wrote that script for them?
Well, let me say this.
Like, it makes me feel like
this
they
happened
knew
a while
that
ago.
That was happening.
It happened last summer.
Well, who wrote the article about him?
Jackie
Cashmazian. Yeah.
Which I got to read this tonight.
She wrote a great article. She was there. I don't know personally, but she's a great comic. And she was there like a week or two after it happened. And she wrote on her blog about she went there and like all the other local comics knew what happened. The waitresses, like apparently like the management told comics, like, don't joke around with the waitresses. They're a little nervous this week.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Like it was like a thing. And she never like, and I totally get respect for like not publicly smearing him. But she came back here and like went to the comedy store and told other female comics like this is what apparently could have happened. And then a year, 8 months later,
it comes out.
Yeah. In public.
Well, because the court case comes around.
Yeah, exactly. But so I'm saying like just the law, like people knew what happened.
The guy's a scumbag.
People knew what happened.
Well, I'm just saying that his management didn't know.
Well,
until
let me say this.
The stories hit.
I know him.
I know him right. too.
Yeah,
and,
I know him.
And I've known him for about
so this is almost 10 years. To you.
The guy has been a piece of shit, trust fund baby, yeah. little rich kid thinking he could do whatever he wants, little punk bitch his whole life. He has constantly preyed on female comics, pretending to help them and trying to sexually assault them right. constantly. He's a horrible, horrible blight on humanity. Mm-hmm. I hope he kills himself. My one thing I'll tell you right now, Adam Richman, you want to do something good for humanity? Slit your fucking throat. Kill yourself. People like
kinda
you.
Kind of did already.
Kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. First of all, he was a hack. That's not even the point. The
snarfy,
fact that he was a
snarf.
Hacky shit comic.
Snarf.
Yeah, the fact that he was a hacky shit comic that anytime he was around a real crowd would bomb.
Right.
But, you know, he was like Perry. Ugh, but anyway, I don't mind Perry Kurtz.
I like Perry.
Perry Kurtz is fine. I don't want to put him down. But he was like that as a fucking 200 years younger. So,
yeah.
But here's the thing. Kill yourself, you piece of shit. Stop taking every comic out there who uses comedy, every male comic or female comic, and there's some female comics out there too that use comedy or use your stardom, you know, people like that. I mean, kill yourself, you're pieces of shit. And I will say this, the only thing you did was take a little bit of light off of Brando Murphy.
You did.
And made
yeah.
him
oh,
not,
he did.
You literally changed uh-huh. him from being the most hated comic to being the second most hated comic. And now you've won. You finally
you are the
succeeded.
Cunt.
He's first.
You're
in
the
something.
Most. You're the yeah, cunt of the exactly. week on the Hamburger well, podcast.
He made you, it.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is your success.
That is
dude.
Notoriety, right
with
there.
With your little tiny dick, and I'm telling everyone out there, this dude's got a little tiny dick.
Speaking Adam of, Richmond,
the cunt of the week,
part-time comic, full-time sexual assaulter. That's you a, are the cunt of the week.
Sometimes I get a little cunt horny the, and,
I
when I drink.
Up on,
and he meant a little.
Possibly, yeah, I mean, you know what I do? Cunt, I don't try to rape somebody.
I think at the end we'll have a. At the end of the year we'll have cunt of the year. I think he's high in the running for cunt of the year.
I think he's got
year.
A good
easily,
chance.
Easily, especially I can't chance. Wait to see because if he manages to get. Fancy enough lawyers to beat these charges.
He's a fucking
automatically
he
wins.
Yeah.
He's
lawyers.
Cunt of the week every week for the rest
he's
of the, rest oh, of the yeah. universe.
But the thing with Brando Murphy, I don't know if you guys know this, he actually called me out in a Feeler Comics on one of his YouTube videos.
No oh, way.
What?
Well, you hate him.
Yeah.
So severely.
Yeah.
I don't know if I hate wait, him. Wait, I have wait. To find out if he's rich or not. If he doesn't come from money,
know,
he's
where
broke
he's
and he's shenaniganed his way in.
No best.
I don't hate him.
So wait, what do you say?
He's just
not rich.
He's just calling he out
makes
comics.
Money.
He's just
for what?
Just because we don't like him.
But now, Bromes, you were just saying he's not rich. Did he come from a family with money?
No.
No.
He came out here with nothing. He actually has a solid backstory. He had to sleep in a car. They repoed that car, so he had to fucking rent one out while he was working at an ink factory. Like, he's actually got
I
like,
hate
a solid
him less.
Backstory.
So is that, yeah. Then, man?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I gotta say, I hate him less for pulling bullshit when all these, like, Ashley Hamilton, you know, D'Elia, Chris D'Elia, all these people use their parents and have no talent and use them, I have less hatred for some poor guy who bullshits his way in faking a parent.
Yeah,
you know, fuck it. They all do it.
There's some people, has, though, that live earned. In their cars and choose to live in their cars.
Yeah.
Like, they're educated, yeah. and they could have a real job, but they choose not to.
Yeah.
And then there's people that truly struggle. And
Ty Rivera, he chose to live in a car. His parents gave him money. He got cheek implants, but he wanted to pretend. He wanted the real feel of, like, a poor person. He wanted to, like, feel my life for a minute, and so he lived it. You know, he lived it for fake real. And, you know, but when shit got rough, he went and got money from his parents and got a nice place in Eagle Rock.
As a
and
side
that's
note,
reality, yeah.
As a side note, I performed with Brando on Tuesday and he actually killed.
Yeah, no, I hate
Tuesday,
him less.
No,
he's poor.
Did he kill yeah. with Eddie Murphy's set or was it original material?
I like that.
He mentioned Eddie, but he had one yeah. thing that I literally watched and I've never seen before and I thought it was fucking funny as shit. So that's mm-hmm. the only reason, you know, I want to give him props for that. And like I said, I interviewed him, so I know that he actually, like, he earned everything that he had.
I hurt in my soul not being able to have a cigarette right now.
Me
tell
too.
You, right?
Oh, it's
right
killing me.
Jennifer
I like
us.
We really,
us.
I want a cigarette yeah. more than anything
we've
I've ever
wanted.
We've
got 10 minutes left.
Yeah, right?
Get it together.
Right? Okay,
shut
I'm just
up,
saying.
People.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to work this out because we could shoot heroin in here.
Yeah, oh, no.
Isn't that the fuck? This is my problem. This is my problem with fucking California.
In protest to the fact that I can't smoke.
No.
I'm going to bring some. No, fuck you.
I want fucking a cigarette with nicotine. I want. You could smoke.
This is going to be a regular thing. I'm going to smoke meth and Burger's going to shoot up some heroin.
Your dog could be in a fucking supermarket. 10 minute mark. Pissing on my fucking produce.
This is the. We're going to do a weekly Nick fit.
But then I'm going to flip out because I was just thinking this. Like, you could have your dog in my fucking restaurant. You could smoke pot everywhere you want now. Okay, you could fucking shoot heroin. No one cares. But you light up a goddamn cigarette, which is totally legal.
$1,000.
And everyone fucking flips out.
This is a PSA for why you shouldn't fucking smoke cigarettes.
I smoked fucking pot on the other side of Burbank, but I couldn't smoke a cigarette.
This is a PSA.
You can't smoke pot in Burbank. Either you will go to jail. Smokers
smoke wherever the fuck they want to smoke because they'll flip out if they can't
smoke. I'm starting to lose it, right? I need a goddamn cigarette.
There's
that's more what I'm afraid of.
Let me ask you a question. Is anyone else out there with me? 800-893-9562. Anyone else just be like, you know what? I fucking smoke. Okay, I get it. I'm going to die of cancer. But you know what? You'll be done with me soon. Well, leave me the fuck alone.
We're all going to die of cancer. Yeah.
Thank you.
Which, speaking of, I feel like that's a great segue into what form of cancer you're going to get, which is probably going to be from eating shit food.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Talk to us, Talmo.
Is this a $5?
So, playing this new game with myself of every week, I'm going to have $5. I'm just going to, you know, feed myself $5 worth of food. I shouldn't be doing this. But I decided to go to Burger King. And I did this today, actually, before I was at Brew Dog in Beverly Hills doing a show before I got here. And I had a, I had three rodeo burgers that were a dollar. Yeah.
Why did you just get those? Why didn't you try something else?
What was that? That sounds like someone's coughing a lung. That sounds like.
I'm working on my sound effects.
Yeah, your sound effects
didn't
work.
Are so low. They what are you doing to me, Jen?
It just sounds...
Where's the fail button?
Right?
I need I didn't hear that. That's not...
That sounds is like that, me shitting, that, bro.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, God.
That's like whiskey shits.
This is actually...
We're going to really have to work on the fucking... Right?
Because
that's
the sound that's going to be in Talmo's toilet in 6 hours.
Okay, well...
Guys, the rodeo burgers...
Hold on. Ben told me some are really high and some are really low. Well, you fucking tell someone.
Yeah, you got to break this down, Jen.
I didn't know.
Guys, am I the only one very interested about how fucking gross Talmo is right now that he ate three rodeo burgers?
You ate three rodeo burgers?
What's the rodeo burger? Explain.
Is it rodeo or rodeo?
It's rodeo. Okay. If it's the rodeo burger.
No. That's how you find out.
It's a lobster fillet.
This is how you find out.
Lobster and truffles on it.
By the way, I said lobster fillet.
This is how you find out how rich it is because it's like that. You know, there's rodeo and Rodeo Drive. Rodeo Drive and Rodeo Drive are the same thing. It only goes like this. It goes Rodeo Drive is rich. Rodeo Drive is black.
Right.
And I know this because it starts around La Brea. Fucking boom. Like right in that area, it becomes Rodeo. Same goddamn street. Same street, change his name.
Good old L.A.
Yeah. Okay, go on. Tell us about your
Rodeo
Death
Burgers. They're $1 each. And it's basically what it is. It's just, it's like these like French fried like onions, whatever. Like
onion rings.
Like,
so onion rings. They have a name for them.
No, they're not onion rings.
Where are you from?
They're not onion rings.
They are
shit like that.
They're not rings, though. They're
wait,
like
the
strips.
Crispy fried onions that are on top of casserole.
Yeah.
Like
the French's shit,
French
right?
fried onions. Yeah.
That's got a little white trash in them.
And then barbecue sauce and cheese, and that's it. And it's just rough.
So wait,
you
so
ate
I'm,
three.
Three.
But I'm a little
after
confused.
After the first one, you didn't want any more, but you shut
I'm a little
them
confused because I believe this is $5 you spend. Right now,
$3.
You
spent... I mean, it's three burgers. Remember, they're $1 each tax. If I got four,
that's still
I would
like
go
$5.
Hmm? I got a soda with it, too.
Oh, okay.
Can I have a Coke? Can I have a Coke wash it all down?
No, you can't. No, you can't.
You've got to eat dry rodeo burgers. You can't have cola.
I mean, that says so a lot because this is the $5 segment, and he didn't have to spend $5.
How did it take? Because personally, my view, I do not eat a lot of fast food anymore. I wish I could. I'm just too old. I feel like I'm going to shit myself immediately.
Yeah.
When I eat it.
My body's falling apart every day.
Exactly. Which this is why I don't do it, because I'm so terrified of becoming you. But how... Burger King to me is the worst fast food place there is.
Brutal.
It is the
Burger
most
King or Burger? I think he said Burger.
Burger is in it.
I'm meaty delicious.
Burger King is the
it is the worst
the
place.
Grossest,
it's the worst.
It nothing tastes good. It's all terrible.
Burger King?
Yeah.
Well, no, no. Let me say one thing, because I just went by Burger King. I actually had a Whopper. And something about that freaking Whopper tastes flame broiled. I don't know what it is. It's really, you know what though? I will say this, because
she
I was just
Burger
looking
King
at this.
To sponsor.
I just went by this place. It's Heavenly Herbal Collective. It's over on Sepulveda, right? I wrote down the address because I loved it, because they were so cheap. It was a weed place.
Okay.
And I really dug them on Sepulveda Boulevard. It's a Heavenly Herbal Collective. I went by there, and you could smoke right by there. Or not right by there, but I went around the corner of the gas station and smoked anyway. And so, but I went by Burger King afterwards, and I did have a Whopper.
Yeah,
and that
it was
Whopper
the weed
almost tasted
that made
the
Whopper.
Is that what it was? I was just going to say.
It's like Tommy's.
You know why the Whopper tasted great?
Because the
just
weed
smoked
was good.
Weed.
Yeah.
Well, Tommy's is
new
good.
New tagline yeah. for Heavenly Herbal Collective.
Right? I told him well, I'd mention
it. Weed's so good, so it good. Makes the Whopper yes. taste good.
Right? Hey, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So good, it makes Whoppers
We have
tolerable.
Such a THC content that you will enjoy Whoppers.
Tommy's is actually it's a good next week,
Tommy's.
I kind of want you guys to put in the... Where should I go next week? I want you guys to pick the places out.
So how about like, people? Yeah, okay. Why don't people tweet to Bromes for shit that you can eat for under $5? Let's
go.
See that.
That would
go
be
to
a good
the
idea.
Veggie
yeah.
grill, but all you'll be able to get is a drink.
Is a coconut?
Well, no, it's
got one
be something
coconut.
Where you can actually eat a meal for $5. Like Okie Dog.
Got,
go to fucking Okie Dog.
I see a conjoining one.
Or
the
taco
place. Abel does the weed place. Talmo does the food place, and you kind of try and make them near each other.
I'm into that.
Best weed food connection.
You could go to Tomato.
I can see that.
I can get down with that. I'll pick you up.
Yeah.
Because I go to shops anyways.
All right.
Have you ever been to RDC?
Where's that?
Reseda Discount. Because they had originally moved to, moved from Reseda to Van Nuys. Well, they did, but they moved back to Reseda.
No shit.
It's
literally
my
favorite place. I go to one called UMA and Reseda.
No, Reseda.
They have our honey yeah. bears.
Okay. See, RDC, and you should hit them up with your honey bears.
Mm-hmm.
Because RDC, Dave, who owns it, one of the most amazing people. I love that place. Like, they have 300 like different types of weed, and
300
just like,
is a lot.
I'm telling you,
isn't California
they,
great?
They literally and they cap at like 45. They cap at 45 with bomb shit.
45.
I love it.
You
yeah.
can find $30 cap and $35
crazy
cap
crazy ones. But their shit's
sometimes
insane.
That shit. Yeah,
that's the thing.
Sometimes there's like places that have like primo shit. That's just like it's worth paying.
That's the thing. See, their $45 shit is like that primo shit. And see, I just went to a place in Hollywood, ended up paying like $60 for shit that I wouldn't pay $25 in the Valley for.
Mm-mm. Swag.
You know, yeah, horrible. Yeah, but I don't want to get all
I
into
love
that.
California.
But
swag doesn't
I think you guys should
my
do
family
that.
Asked me when I'm moving back, I'm like, when you get it's medical true. Marijuana mm-hmm. over there? And then now they do, so I'm like, you're fucked.
You're like when you get medical heroin.
Thing, though,
when
like,
it starts yeah. to be 60, 70 yeah. degrees in February.
When you
yeah.
get medical heroin, I'm moving back.
We're,
yeah.
We're so ooh. Spoiled out here, I'm though, because, like, in all honesty, the worst weed in California is better than the best weed in Connecticut.
Well, yeah, oh, that's because yeah. you guys are idiots.
You just don't know my opinion.
I'm joking. I say that. I don't mean that about, like, Connecticut. I mean that about the
taxes.
Whole Midwest. Yeah.
Connecticut's East Coast.
I don't care. To me, look, East Coast is Chicago and New York. Yeah. Everything else is the Midwest.
You know what? If you want, I'll just start telling people I'm from Iowa.
It doesn't matter.
Better.
Yeah, it's the same
Iowa.
Shit.
That's where he wants me to be from. It's weird, but I'll take it.
Do it. Just go with that. Look, when Mitzi told Mencia, who is Ned Friedlander or whatever.
No,
yeah.
Hortense.
Yeah, Ned Hortense. When she told him to be Carlos Mencia, look what it did for his career. All I'm saying is just be fucking.
Tommy told me that story.
Wait, Kay? Did
she also? Tommy told me that my name was right? Malonius.
Okay, here's the
and
thing.
And he's like,
I want to be like Mitzi. Oh, I want to name you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to name you,
but
April.
I get to keep my name. He liked my name.
April
and then he told
Malonius.
Me that he said my name was Malonius.
Malonius, because you know why O'Connor sounds like too Irish and. Kind, because Irish are like black people. They drank.
Mm-hmm. April Malone.
I don't like them.
Malonius.
He said, no, that had a good flow.
Malonius.
Yeah,
thank you. Everyone got a little too confused.
My full name, like, and then he told me the story about how Mitzi changed this guy, Ned Horton's name.
Right, she told him.
Yeah.
Look, your name's not right. Changes.
So they took Carlos and Mencia came from like his family. It was like a grandfather's name and then like a grandmother's last name. Yeah.
Change your name, become more Latin, steal jokes from George Lopez.
That's all. Take your jokes.
Cosby,
take your jokes. Listen, let's plug.
It's Mitzi's Megan. Baby.
Plug.
Pluggity plug. Megan, go for it.
April 12th, I'll be at Flappers. Fuck in the Yoo-Hoo at 11:30. What else? That's gone. It.
Preston-Blaine.squarespace.com. April 12th, I will also be at the Yoo-Hoo Room, but the show before Shapiro's headlining, Rick Shapiro's headlining. Good
fuck
show.
Fuck yeah, good that he's alive.
Ryan Talmo, performing under the influence tomorrow night at the Hollywood Hotel. Free show. Everyone's getting PUI. Fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. April 9th, Flappers, Park Bar, April 10th, and PUI for all of us in the April 11th.
Yes.
Ryan Bromes, just follow me on Twitter at Ryan Bromes and listen to me on iHeartRadio, the Ryan Bromes Experience.
Oh, yeah. Burger will be at Flappers April 4th, April 23rd. Check me out, you motherfuckers. Guys, this has been the Iron Burger Podcast.
Finish your